Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work. This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. There aren't a lot of written accounts of the Black people who lived in the early American colonies up through the Revolutionary War. It's not that they weren't here, but the paper trail for people of African descent from this time largely consists of petitions for freedom from slavery, accounts of escape or attempted escape from enslavement, and records of execution. But accounts of one enslaved man named Onesimus, living in Boston in the early 18th century, tell the story of the person very likely responsible for saving hundreds of lives in the Boston smallpox epidemic of the early 1720s, as well as countless others affected by future outbreaks all over the colonies. Massachusetts was actually the first colony to give human slavery the moral and legal thumbs up, codifying the right to own human chattel in 1641. By the time Onesimus was purchased for the famous Puritan minister Cotton Mather in 1706, there were about 1,000 enslaved people living in Massachusetts, and about a third of them living in Boston. Some of these people were indentured servants, and not all were of African descent. Some were European and some Native American. However, the beginning of the 1700s saw the colonies putting more restrictions on Black people and disproportionately binding them to slavery for life. No one knows Onesimus's original name. Cotton Mather named him for a biblical slave who escaped his master and later converted to Christianity. Onesimus was probably born in West Africa and brought to the colonies on a ship in his youth. Cotton Mather was an important Bostonian. His father, Increase Mather, was the president of Harvard, a job that Cotton later turned down because what he really wanted to do with his time was read and write. Mather was considered among the most educated people in the colonies, and he published upwards of 400 books in his lifetime on everything from piracy to plant hybridization. Mather was also a religious zealot. In the 1690s, he figured prominently in the Salem witch trials, earning himself the reputation of being extremely anti-witch. Mather lived in the city and did indeed spend most of his time reading and writing, so Onesimus's main jobs in the Mather household seemed to have been clearing snow, stacking firewood, carrying water, and doing chores around the house. However, Mather was extremely interested in converting Onesimus to Christianity, and he wrote in his diary about teaching him to read and write so that he could better understand the Christian catechism. Perhaps because Mather was so adamant about converting Onesimus to Christianity, the two seemed to have talked a lot. We spoke with Stephen Niven, executive editor of the African American National Biography at Harvard's Hutchins Center for African and African American Research. He said, "It was a relationship between an owner and someone who was owned, but we know a lot more about Onesimus than we do about other African Americans of the time, because Cotton Mather's diary is very detailed. We know, for instance, that he had a son who died. We know, too, that Onesimus wanted to buy his freedom from Mather, which we can assume he eventually did." Mather's diary also details how sometime in the early 1700s, he and Onesimus had a conversation about the extremely deadly smallpox epidemics that swept through New England in the 40 years prior. At the time, smallpox was one of the deadliest diseases in the North American colonies, and Boston had been hit hard several times. According to Mather's diary, during one of these conversations, Onesimus made a remark that he wouldn't be getting smallpox if it came through Boston because he had been inoculated before he left Africa. The term inoculate didn't exist as such yet, but he explained to Mather that he had, to quote Mather's diary, "undergone an operation which had given him something of ye smallpox and would forever preserve him from it," adding that it was often used among Africans, "and whoever had ye courage to use it was forever free from the fear of ye contagion. He described ye operation to me and showed me in his arm ye scar." The process Onesimus underwent back in Africa is now known as variolation, which was the deliberate infection with the disease in order to create immunity from it. And he explained to Mather that you could tell from the scar on someone's arm that they had been treated. Even people who were selling or purchasing people for slavery knew to look for the scar because that person was more likely to survive a smallpox epidemic and was therefore more valuable. Mather didn't act immediately on this information, but in 1720, when Boston experienced another smallpox outbreak, he remembered the conversation he had had with Onesimus. Mather teamed up with a physician and campaigned to inoculate the people of Boston against the disease in the same way Onesimus had been inoculated back in Africa. Niven said, "Although Cotton Mather was a very important figure in Boston at the time, and people listened to him, most of the community was opposed to this idea for a couple of reasons. One is because this was a practice the Africans used. It wasn't used in Western Europe at the time, and people were very wary of that. Secondly, there was a newspaper in Boston called the New England Courant, run by Benjamin Franklin's older brother, James. It mounted a slander campaign against Cotton Mather, saying it was ridiculous to think you could protect somebody from a disease by giving them the disease." In the end, 242 people volunteered for Mather's inoculation crusade, and only 2% of those people died in that smallpox epidemic, compared to 14% of the uninoculated population who died of smallpox in Boston between 1721 and 1723. When the word spread that those who were inoculated had a 7 times greater chance of surviving, it became a common practice in Boston and the rest of the Americas until 1796, when Edward Jenner developed the first smallpox vaccination. What Onesimus thought of the part he played in saving the lives of countless colonists is unknown, because, according to Mather's diary and other documentation, he succeeded in conditionally buying his freedom around 1716. He bought Mather a replacement slave and agreed to do small jobs around the house when necessary. Though, as far as anyone knows, Mather never succeeded in converting Onesimus to Christianity. Today's episode was written by Jesselyn Shields and produced by Tyler Klang. For more on this and lots of other historical topics, visit howstuffworks.com. Brainstuff is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.